بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، My brothers and sisters, we are talking about the brand of Islam, which is Sibqatullah, the color of Allah, taking on the color of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, which means taking on the color of Islam, wearing the brand of Islam confidently and proudly in every aspect of our lives, in how we look, how we talk, how we walk, how we deal with people, how we deal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how we pray, how we worship. In every aspect of our lives must be seen the color of Islam in all its glory, which means that the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam must run in our lives like the blood runs in our veins. I spoke about two elements of this brand. The first one is total and complete obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, because we know Him, because we recognize Him, because we have a connection with Him, because we say, Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. O Allah, only You we worship and only You we ask help from. The second element of the brand of Islam is that we are a people who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't love Allah just like that, but we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than anyone and anything else. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالَذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ. The believers are those who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than anyone or anything else. And as I mentioned, this love comes from knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yesterday's reminder, you heard about how this is to be achieved. Today we'll talk about the third element of the brand of Islam, which is that we are one people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this in the Quran very, very clearly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this in two places, where in the first place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Inna hadhihi ummatukum ummatan wahida wa ana rabbukum fa'budun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that verily this ummah of yours is one ummah, this brotherhood of yours is one brotherhood, this religion of yours is one religion, and I am your Rabb, so worship me. So the first time this ayat has been mentioned in the Quran, it refers to the uluhiyat, tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that He is the reason why we are one. He is the adhesive. This tawheed is the adhesive that keeps this ummah together. We are one people, not because we are from the same culture, not because we are from the same color or race or ethnicity or gender or nationality. We are one people because we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu and nobody else. So the reason for our togetherness is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself. Allah mentioned the same ayah with only one word difference in the end, again in the surah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Inna hadhihi ummatukum ummatan wahida wa ana rabbukum fattaqoon. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, verily this brotherhood of yours, this religion of yours, is one brotherhood, is one religion, and I am your Rabb, so have my taqwa. The first time, the ayah refers to the uluhiyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second time, the ayah refers to taqwa, which refers to uluhiyat as well as the rububiyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Taqwa refers to our attitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu in every aspect of our lives. Ubudiyat, fa'budun, refers to our ibadat. It refers to the reason why we do something, which is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Rabb. Rububiyat, taqwa, refers to our desire to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because we love Him. Uluhiyat refers to our obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the first element of Islam, where we recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all His glory and majesty. Taqwa refers to therefore how we lead our lives, because we recognize who Allah is and because we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than anyone else. In these two ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has encapsulated the entire life and the attitude of the Muslim. Alhamdulillah. These two ayat comprise the third element of our brand of Islam, of our faith, which is that we are one people. I remind myself and you that this is the greatest mu'jiza. This is the greatest miracle that Rasulullah ﷺ performed, which is to bring together people who are completely diverse in many, many ways, in as many ways as you can imagine. There was diversity of language, there was diversity of ethnicity, there was diversity of tribe, there was diversity of color, there was diversity of race. There was all kinds of diversity among the Sahaba of Rasulullah ﷺ, but he brought them together on one platform, in one place, as brothers, in a form and way of brotherhood that had not been seen until then, and that has not been seen since. It's a tragedy to say this, because the principle of brotherhood remains the same. But unfortunately today, we have brothers fighting brothers for no reason whatsoever. We have even people of the same race and the same religion fighting each other. Muslims fighting Muslims. Muslims creating problems for Muslims. Muslims criticizing each other. Muslims forming clans and forming, urban tribes and forming all kinds of class barriers. All of this is completely and totally haram. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Allah said, hold on to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala together and do not make tafriqat, do not make divisions. Allah did not say, لَا تَخْتَلِفُوا. Allah did not say, do not disagree. Allah did not say, do not have a difference of opinion. Allah said, do not make divisions. Allah said, don't divide yourselves. In another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, do not divide yourself. Otherwise, if you divide yourself, then the image that you have, your courage, your fortitude, everything will disappear. The tadhaba rihukum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, in Urdu we say hawa ud gayi. Which is the Arabic, the Urdu translation of this Arabic ayat. Also in Urdu, this is a muhavira, this is a proverb, which means that your rob on people, the image that you have, the waqar that you have, the prestige that you have, will go away, because you are infighting, you're fighting with each other. You become the victims or the object of a spectator sport. Well, people will look at you, they will watch you, they make fun of you, they mock you, because you fight each other. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, do not do this to yourself, because this is the greatest way that in which you can harm yourself. I need to elaborate this. Today we have any number of examples of this, of people, individuals, of groups, of jamaats, of countries, and worst of all, of Muslim organizations, of Dawah organizations fighting each other. I mean, there's nothing more shameful than one Dawah organization treating another Dawah organization as a competitor. There's nothing which is more shameful than that. That is the most utterly despicable, shameful, repulsive thing that I can imagine, where one Muslim Dawah organization treats another Muslim Dawah organization like a competitor, as if you are in some kind of market selling cigarettes or something, where you fight each other for this market share. For Dawah organizations to do that is the most utterly shameful thing. But unfortunately, we see this all over the place today. And it is, I don't know what to say. Anyway, the point is that I think it's high time we wake up and open our eyes to the damage that we are doing to Islam. not the damage that anyone else is doing to Islam, damage that we Muslims are doing to Islam. If we today, quite objectively, if we compare the damage that Muslims are doing to Islam with the damage that the so-called enemies of Islam are doing to Islam, the enemies of Islam are nowhere close to the damage that Muslims are doing to Islam. We are destroying ourselves. It is as simple as that. We are destroying ourselves. And I don't care how many justifications and tabilat and how many reasoning and how many arguments that we want to produce in order to justify our actions, which are quite clearly haram, which are quite clearly completely insane. I don't care about that, because that doesn't change the reality. The reality is that we are destroying ourselves. We are breaking up our organizations. We are breaking up our leaderships. We are forming factions every day. We are fighting each other. We have no vision. We have no strategy. We have no concerted way of dealing with the difficulties and trials and tribulations that this life and the world produces for ourselves. And we have absolutely nobody to blame for that except ourselves. This is not the fault of any outsider. This is the fault of the Muslims and Muslim leadership. This is as simple as that. I think it is high time we look in the mirror and recognize the enemy, that the enemy is us. And we wake up and we make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we follow what Allah told us to do, which is to be one people, to bury our differences deep in the ground, and to jump on that grave and to flatten it, and to get together on one platform, and that platform is the platform of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Nothing else. And then from that platform, we work together, we look at our commonalities, we look at what we share, which is Tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we worship only Allah, that we follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's last and final messenger, after whom there is no messenger, that we follow, that we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the way that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed us, which is as-salah, and we do what Allah told us to do, which is to treat each other as brothers and sisters, that we do not focus on finding fault with each other. And this is where the whole issue of forgiveness comes. We are one people. This is our hallmark. How do we remain one people? By forgiving each other. By hiding and covering each other's faults. Not by digging for them. Not by spying on each other. Read all the ayat of Surah Al-Hujurat which refer to this. I don't want to go into details with this because of the time of the Fajr reminder. But ghibat, namima, slandering, buhtan, backbiting, all of these things destroy brotherhood. And all of these things we must leave right now. So therefore, stick to one another, cover each other's faults, do not search for faults, be forgiving, don't stockpile grievances, don't become garbage dumps where all that you remember about people is negative stuff. Don't collect garbage of bad feelings and bad incidents and bad moments. Look for the good stuff. There is plenty of both. You want to look for garbage, you will find plenty of garbage. You want to look for good stuff, you will find plenty of good stuff in any relationship. So let us look for the good stuff. Let us forget and clean out all the garbage from our hearts and our minds. And let us forgive each other. And let us live together as brothers and sisters to one another. Let us completely and totally refrain from all forms of negativity, on all forms of criticism, all forms of backbiting and slandering. Cover each other's faults and live together as brothers and sisters, because this is what is our brand of Islam, that we are one people. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this possible for us and to be pleased with us, and to enable us to live like this. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمُ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ